Personally, I think, Jonathan Miller, student senator, and that chair. I personally believe we are focusing our anger and our discontent on the wrong thing. I think we could all agree that, we are not on the pathways. I think we could all agree that. However, I think we could also agree that we must pass the UCC resolution. And I'll tell you why. Because we do not want to be a rogue school in which CUNY decides to impose a curriculum upon us. We are deciding this by ourselves, this curriculum. Even though there is a guideline that CUNY has imposed upon us, this is a curriculum that we are proposing by ourselves. And I do not want to be a school that has its courses and its curriculum imposed upon us by an office with a CUNY. I do not want to take that chance. I want us to be a school that decides this by ourselves, even though we have no choice with this pathways. Thank you very much.
I was happy to hear Professor Warren's comments and also Professor Leipold's comments. And they reminded me of several things. First of all, I want to say I do appreciate all the great work done by the people who are on the Pathways Committee, Professor Warren, Professor Vickery, James Robinson, and the rest, and several other folks. But the central point here is I'm also a member of the Professional Staff Congress Union, and I was an officer for many years. I'm not anymore. They do have a lawsuit, which they filed last week, against Pathways. Pathways is extraordinarily important. It is extraordinarily important that the Pathways maneuver be stopped, or at least an attempt be made to stop it, because after all, let's be realistic. Look at the way it's been done. Look at the way they've done this without any room for compromise about 3 credits or 4 credits or lab courses. Nothing there, really, no compromise. And the rush, it's got to be done by a certain date. Why? The university's going to die if we wait a little longer? No, this is just the first step in a multi-step process by the university to basically take over curriculum process throughout the university. So we may think at the Academic Senate that we have a control over deciding what the curriculum is at this college, but in fact, we will not. It will be imposed from above, just as this has been imposed from above. And again, remember, this is just the first step in a multi-step process. If you allow this to go through, there'll be another step coming up in a year or so, and then another step after that. And you have to fight it at this point. And you have to support the Professional Staff Congress in its lawsuit. And we hope that more people
this new curriculum, have a nice day. And guess what? Then you have zero input. And I started speaking earlier today saying, I want my faculty to have input. And this, unfortunately, this is how we need to do it. Because if we vote this down, we have nothing. We have no say in this process. It's going to be done for us. Lock, stop, and battle. And I urge you to vote down the substitute resolution and urge you to vote for the original resolution referred to, referred by your chief. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Good afternoon. I'm Barbara Bowman, a member of the English Department here, and also the president of the FPSC. And thank you for letting me speak. I'm not a senator. But I'm speaking to urge the senators here, and as my representatives, to support the substitute resolution. And I think a few things have been said that really need to be answered. First, I want to say, though, in saying that, one of the beauties of the substitute resolution is that it doesn't force us to say no to the detailed, careful work that the committee has done. And I heard the kind of the intensity with which the Professor Donna and the committee spoke about it, and also the students. I respect the people I know who are on that committee, and it's clear that you tried in the committee to do the best you could within constraints that the Senate has already voted against. The substitute resolution allows this body to say, we are for supporting transfer students. We recognize that there's a problem with transfer at Kinney, and I think the one really good thing that has come out of Pathways is that there's much stronger recognition that transfer must be dealt with Kinney-wide, and the substitute resolution does that. So if Pathways is not really about crushing faculty governance and prerogative, and about diminishing the curriculum, then the transfer resolution, the substitute resolution, is perfect, because it addresses just the issue of transfer. The speaker before me, I apologize, I used to know everybody in Queens, and I don't anymore, so I apologize. The speaker before me said, we are not voting on Pathways here today. What we are voting on, we are voting on Pathways. We're voting to, if this body votes yes on that carefully thought out curriculum, and it may be the very best one, QBY, about fitting into Pathways, but if you vote yes, you are legitimating Pathways. And your vote will be trotted around the minute we get out of here, and even before then, as evidence that the faculty supports Pathways. To me, it is absolutely absurd to hear somebody with stature of Alan Levin, whom I've learned from for years and years at Queens, is saying Pathways is an abomination, but we have to vote for it. This is a vote about Pathways. It's also, perhaps even more importantly, a vote about whether faculty are going to give up, and something we have, the faculty and students here at Queens, the most important power we have, which is the ability to exercise our deep knowledge in formulating curriculum. That's been what makes a university for 1,000 years. And that is what's at stake. So a vote here, even if you have tremendous respect for the work that was done in the committee, which I do, a vote here, yes, on that work, is a vote to accept the erosion of that governance. That's what it is. And it will be used that way. You know the agency administration, well, I don't have representatives right here, but you know that they have put out the names of everybody's really on a Pathways committee and said that that means they have support. So you know how that will be used. And finally, I wanted to say that campuses, and I'm sure you know this, colleges all around the university are saying no to Pathways. They're voting to form another alternative committee, to call for a moratorium, to say that they urge their president not to put forward a curriculum. Each time we do that, we are actually exercising the right, and I would say responsibility, we have as faculty. It's our responsibility to develop a curriculum and to take a stand for that. So we would not be alone. The fears that there would be no courses at Queens, I think, are misplaced. There, as Ron Rockford said, there's no crisis that must be addressed in 5 minutes. This process can slow down. The fast timetable is part of the coerciveness of Pathways. To make us feel, we must jump on board, and there's no time to think and no time. acquiescence in allowing your rights to be trampled.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this chance to address you on this issue. As you know, I typically don't come down here to speak, but I think this is something of utmost importance. First of all, I want to thank the committee's Senate. I have been so proud of this Senate since 2003 when I put forward the request that this body look at curriculum in Queens College. And we said we want to be a national leader. And this body rose to the occasion. We developed perspectives. We have had many, many good results from that. We haven't quite completed that. I'm determined we do that. I'm determined that we not have people derail this process. Now, as we were about to wrap up perspectives, we had a jolt, the jolt to cause fire. We had the committee trustees say they're very concerned because they've heard from student after student that it's difficult to transfer from one institution of engineering to another, and we must address that. And they said, we have had promises, as we had today, over the years. We always say, yes, we care about transfer. We care about students being served. We'll kick it down the field. We'll deal with it some other time. This is the time to address it. This is the time around the country people said we need to address it. Now, what we are doing with Pathways, if you've studied it, is a structure. And it's a strategy. It's a strategy to make sure that certain basic learning objects are in the curriculum. That's what it is, a framework and a hope that no matter if you go to Queensboro or LaGuardia or Hunter or Queens, you will have mastered certain things. It's a floor, it's not a ceiling. It's not trying to drop us down to the lowest common denominator. And I think this would be a travesty if you today decided you don't give a damn about all the work that this body has been doing since 2003. This is a faculty student group. Respect their work. And I say reject the substitute motion. Go back to the motion. We have the opportunity here to do exactly what this committee did. To take all the merits, the virtues of perspectives, and fit it into a different framework. And we can do that. And think of what has been happening here and works with Pathways with improvement of writing across all years at this institution. We can do those things. Don't destroy our momentum. We're moving forward to simply say, look, let's just get angry and let's say we're fearful that the camel's nose is under the tent. And if we support this, suddenly the whole world is going to collapse. And before you know it, people like myself will not respect faculty governance. I respect faculty governance. You know me well enough that that's true. So I don't think you should be fearful of that. Please vote down the substitute. We're in favor of the initial motion. And we'll move forward together. Thank you very much.
I know you're
have to decide whether or not to stop the debate on the motion to substitute. That's what's here now. It's 2/3 vote to close the debate.
Okay. In order to vote, you have to have a clicker. If you don't have, so would you just raise your clicker if you are in favor of closing the debate?
Substitute fails.
The motion to substitute fails.
Back to the main motion.
So now we're back to the original main motion.
Open for debate.
Open for debate once again. Frank?
Slow momentum. It is pathways that are slow.
instituted a lawsuit to attempt to get the judiciary to prevent dog grooming, and we are carrying it through and doing whatever it is we have to do. No one can represent this as a legitimization of this. We've said we don't like it. We've said we're holding our nose in what we vote for. But we feel we have no choice. That's all that our government is saying. I think that's a perfect respect.
Privilege because her name was mentioned.
Yep, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. My mention of Alan was meant to do absolutely the opposite of criticizing him personally. It was to take seriously what he said, that that was an abomination, and to reflect on the absurdity of the position, of being put in the position of saying something is an abomination and then feeling coerced into voting for an implementation of it. But that's not the room, and I don't get a chance to say this to him personally, but I would never say that about Alan, and I'd love to have a chance to clarify that. That was not my intention, and I'm sure Alan will know that. Thank you, but thank you for
it. Okay.
The question.
So we need to vote on calling the question. That means if you vote yes, we're going to then take a vote on the UCC proposal. If you vote no, we will continue the debate. Okay? So, again, the two clickers all in favor of calling the question, which means no more debate.
Okay, take a note.
Okay? All opposed to calling the question.
Not close.
It was 24 to 15.
Yeah, it didn't get too
far. And it did not get too far, so we will continue the discussion. Go ahead, please.
Standing, I won't do it.
We'll leave if people are standing.
Yes, correct. That's what closing debate means. It's actually been better than I expected.
About all of us the accommodations and the adaptation that we need to do. So we're talking in the abstract. We're talking about these big, big questions about who's in charge of us. And believe me, I am torn as you are as a faculty member. I taught here as an adjunct, lecturer, assistant professor, associate professor, full professor, and I'm still teaching here. And I love this place. And we have to do the best possible thing that we can for this place, and that is to vote in this framework so that we can proceed and not waste our time.
Opposed.
You can vote too if you want.
Oh.
And you vote.
Oh, good. I'll vote.
32. 32. Take opposed. Take opposed. We're 31.
So.
Take how many? Ask who's opposed.
Oh, take opposed.
Got to be opposed.
I'm giving.
Okay.
Opposed.
Yeah.
Opposed.
Four abstentions.
Okay.
It passes.
It passes. 31-81.
You know, just for whatever it's worth, I would have preferred to have voted anonymously.
Well, you did, because we don't know who. I was counting those, because sometimes last time people were raising their hand and didn't have a clicker, so we don't know.
Oh, wow.
I just used that so we could see who was actually voting, and we didn't get any ringers.
But then other people can see how other people are voting.
Well, it's the open meetings law. That's what open meetings are all about.
Was this from like 1960?
Well, it's actually the 1980s. I'm astounded. I did not expect that. I saw the picture from this article. Yes.
What color is it? don't like it, make the best of the bad situation.
Provost has a separate page. I asked him to go to the paper. And
I'm so impressed how, like, they can get up there and say, the rules, you have to do this. No, I know he's going to, it's just, it's incredible. Because, I mean, really, how often do you face with this situation?
Exactly.
God bless you.
I really will be upset.
I can't say that anymore.
This is too important not to be.
There's a little recorder.
That's the new recorder I'm supposed to use. Don't erase it.
Can I unplug it since you're done?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to stop.